God Loves You and Me Too by Edward Broome. This is a non-fictional work based on actual events and people. The names of the characters have been changed to protect the rights of those individuals. Introduction. This book was written during the winter of 2016 to 2017. God is real and He is awesome. He is so powerful, so forgiving, so wise, so loving. Since the beginning of the world, God's characteristics have been made manifest to all. From the birds and the bees to the mountains and the seas, who can doubt God's existence? From the parting of the Red Sea to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who can surpass God's power? From the disobedience of the Israelites when they worshiped false gods to the murders committed by Moses and David, who can deny God's forgiveness? From the orbiting planets to the human anatomy, who can deny God's wisdom? From the creation of mankind to the sacrifice of His only begotten Son, who can deny God's love? For most of my life I have believed in God without truly knowing who He is. I have always had some fear of Him, but I never took the time to actually get to know God. I never asked for forgiveness, and I never recognized His power. I never took heed to God's love for me. For the majority of my life, I was lost. Now that I know the truth, it is my duty to share that truth with as many as I possibly can. In this book, I inform you of God's unconditional love by the use of stories from the Holy Bible, by experiences from my life, and by scenarios from my God-given wisdom, all led by the Holy Spirit of God. By using biblical characters and stories, I declare God's love in the way He healed those who were sick, provided for those who were in need, and delivered from harm those who were in danger. I prove God's love by sharing from the Holy Bible how God answered the prayers of those who called upon Him, forgave the sins of those who transgressed against Him, and showed grace to those who went astray from Him. By using events and situations from my life, I bear witness of God's love by telling of times in which He spared my life, delivered me from evil, protected me from harm, kept me safe when I was in danger, and comforted me when I was alone. I testify about God's love by elaborating on the wrong I have done, how God chastised me, and how God forgave me time and time again. I talk about how God healed me when I was hurt and sick, provided for me when I was in need, and answered my prayers when I called on Him. The scenarios and examples that I use are for the purpose of you comparing them and relating them to your life so that you can realize that God's love is not only for me and the people in the Holy Bible, but His love is for you and everyone else also. I give information about the Holy Spirit who God puts in us to help us live our lives in a manner that pleases God. This book contains information on how to pray more effectively. I also include a prayer of salvation to help you on your way to a life in Christ. Before reading this book, please ask God to give you understanding of what you are about to read. Ask God to help you receive the message in this book, retain the message in this book, and relay the message to others in hopes of glorifying God, edifying the body of Christ, and winning souls for the kingdom of heaven. May God bless all the readers of this book. Enjoy, and keep in mind and heart that God loves you and me too.